Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, use me this morning. I yield myself over to you. Lord, cause whatever you want to communicate, your heart, your life, come through in the name of Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The Father's heart breaks for a world that's lost to his enemy. There's many hurting, suffering, dying people that are so confused and they need set free, but they can't free themselves. Only the word and the anointing can break that yoke and remove the burden so they could see what they need to see to make the right choice. As I was praying yesterday and this morning, and I wrote a few things down, God is so good. He loves us so much. We are in a critical season. I felt this in my heart. We're in a critical season. Depending on how the church responds in this season, can be a time of great victories for the church or a time of great grief and sorrow due to missed opportunities, resulting in many souls being damned and lost forever. They say that the time after your great victory is a time of that you're most vulnerable. Well, we had a great victory in the election of President Donald J. Trump. But that's only the beginning. And it was a result, definitely, by the prayers of the saints. The powers of darkness even admitted their curses weren't working. And we need to pray. We need to continue to pray. Intercessory prayer is only what's going to allow God to allow his kingdom to come and his will to be done in the United States of America as it is in heaven and around the world. I pray for each and every one of us that we receive a spirit of prayer and that our hunger for the word of God would increase day by day. That we would find that place, like Dale said, a time where we get intimate with the Lord. Because from the place of intimacy comes what you need to live out what he's designed for you to do. You will not be able to do anything that this word says without the anointing, without the power of the Holy Ghost. We all must be baptized in the Holy Ghost and receive endowment of power. In Luke, when Jesus was about to, after he was raised from the dead, he said, "Thus as is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and arise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." He said, "You're witnesses of these things." But then he says, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, and wait in Jerusalem." Now, we obviously don't wait in Jerusalem. "Until you're endued with power from on high. If you seek to do the will of God in your own ability, you will utterly fail." That's right. It's so futile. We need the power of the Holy Spirit and the living word of God coming through us from our spirit, not just from the head. We need revelation knowledge to flow. God loves you so much, and God loves this world, and we're going to win souls for Christ. This is going to be a house of evangelism as well as a house of family and love. This house is going to know their God and do mighty exploits in his name. And every hindrance, every worry, every fear, every inhibition will melt away because perfect love casts out fear. I pray for a revelation of love over all of us that would melt that fear. And I pray for divine appointments and the leading of the Spirit to be so real in your life that it would just flow. It wouldn't be hard. It'd be very easy with His grace. In Jesus' name, amen.